Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black with the Good News Show. I am back, and I am bringing you an exciting show this morning. First of all, I want to thank all of you listeners for your support. We are enjoying getting the emails from you. We're enjoying getting feedback, and this is just a positive experience for everybody. So I do want to thank you. I want to thank you for sharing the Good News Show with your friends. We have had people send our link to their email phone book, which is great. It brings new listeners to us, and we're getting ideas on how to develop this show. This week's show is the first of an 8-week series, and we're calling it Living Large. I guess that title explains what it's about. It's about living large. Later in this show, we will have somebody who's a very special man. His name is Panache, and he will talk for 30 minutes. He's somebody that I've recently met. He's a spiritual master. And so we want you to stay tuned because his message is something that you can take with you through life. I am here with co-host Sherry. Sherry, good morning. Are you on air with us?
I'm with you. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to our listeners. As Patty said, we are really excited to be here, and we've got a great, great 8-week series, Living Large and Getting Excited About Your Life, Being Unstoppable. How exciting is that? And also, I'm going to bring you a few tips, anti-aging tips, and a few Hollywood secrets. Yes, that's right. It's what we've learned on our holistic cruise with Mary Lou Henner. And we love spending time with her. And she has a new book out. It's called Wearing Your Life Well. It is in the stores now, and you're not going to want to put it down. So I encourage you to get it. A little bit about the 7 steps to living your life large is, number 1 is devote yourself to your true purpose. Number 2 is follow your heart's passion.
Follow your heart's passion?
Follow your heart's passion. Number 3 is believe in yourself. And number 4 is be prepared for challenges. You may have plan A, but how do you handle plan B? Number 5 is have a core group of support people in your life. And number 6 is look for creative solutions. And number 7 is be centered no matter what the challenge is. And these are some of the tools that we're going to be talking about. What I'm going to suggest to everybody this week and every week is to start visualizing. Do 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. What do you want to create in your life? See it happening. Be specific. Have fun with it. Really go into detail and have it. It's like it's a television screen, and you can create what you want to create on that television screen.
Well, it is really exciting because you're creating your life.
You are creating your life, and that is exactly what we're doing. You know, it's strong lives are motivated by dynamic purpose. So let's talk about, you know, what makes you happy. Write these things down. What are your strong points? Get in touch with what your purpose is. What do you love to do? What excites you? What turns you on? Gets you all charged up. You know, these are some of the things to think about that will get you clearer on what your purpose is. Our minds sometimes tell us we're not good enough, and it keeps us from jumping in and taking action and taking the risk. So those are some of the things that we're going to, that I want to put out there for you in this first series of our Getting Large. When you find your purpose, finding out what our purpose is, it ignites what our spirit is. You know, it brings us to a higher level of our spirit. It brings it out.
Exactly.
And it also gives us meaning to our life. You know, it kind of tells us the whys. You know, why are we here? Mm-hmm. And what is our special calling? You know, we all have something that's very special, and we want to know what is that special calling.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, Sherry, that it's in this day and age, we're faced with so many decisions that it's hard to identify our true purpose. And I think that's been happening over the last few decades. We have so many decisions and choices on where we can go, what we can do, that finding our true purpose gets lost. So what you're suggesting is for each individual to try to refocus on who they are, on their true being, and to try to shield all of those other things that we may be curious about.
Right. Well, you know, we have to. That's why I encourage everybody to sit down with a pencil and paper. Once you see things on paper, you get clear to what your purpose is. And with all the choices that we have out there, when you take a few minutes with yourself, get quiet, and let the thoughts, put your thoughts on the shelf and put it in park, as we say, and let your inner being just be with it, sit with it, and get your ideas. Focus on, you know, what makes you happy, what ignites you, what excites you, and those things will come out. You'll be able to write that down, and little by slowly, you'll be able to see what are your special gifts. What do you have to offer? What makes you wake up in the morning and excites you about what you're going to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's what our first, basically going into our first step is on that.
Well, that's really great, because we need to define, if you define your purpose, and then you know what direction you're going in. It's like we walk around busy, 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 and it's like, where are we going?
Right.
So I think that's a great way to start. You know, first get in touch with your purpose, who you really are, who you want to be, and then go out and live it large.
We want to be 100% in our life. You know, we want to live our life. We don't want to sit on the back and watch it happening. You know, we want to participate, not be invisible. That's, you know, what we're trying to create, living life large.
You want to be the star in your life.
We want to be the star in our own life. That's exactly it. That's actually what we're going to be talking about next. Yeah. I also have some really great tips from Mary Lou Henner, and that's it. One of my very favorite is be a star in your own life. So we're going to do that. We want to work the room. You know, when you go out, you are every day you wake up and you want to participate in your life. You want to be the best that you can be. Put 100%, because you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And you never get a second chance to relive a day.
Exactly.
Or an hour.
Exactly. We're living in the moment, you know, and we make each day the best that we can have.
Oh, so that's great.
I really encourage everybody, and I want you to let me know, send us some emails about this series that we're doing and what your thoughts are about it and how it's helping you and how it's working for you in your life. Really looking forward to seeing how that's going to work for you. We've got a lot of, as we go along, we've got a lot of different tips that we're going to be talking about. And, you know, we're doing this with you. So it's what we talk about is what we do also. We're participating in our own life. We're making it big. Every day we want to be 100% present in our life, and I encourage everybody to come along and do it with us. Okay.
Well, I am looking forward to it. I think the series is going to just become an integral part in everyone's life who is listening to the series and following it. And I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Well, we want to tell you to live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. Just
speak
want to make
kindly.
Sure
I love that.
That I let you know that in case we don't have time at the end of the show. So you've got
it. Well, we have a good news clip that we want to share with you listeners. And it turns out that the golden years are really golden. There's been an eye-opening research that finds that the happiest Americans are the oldest, and older adults are more socially active than the stereotype of the lonely senior.
Mm-hmm.
The two go hand in hand, so just remember this. Being social can help keep away the blues. And that author of that study is from the University of Chicago. He's a socialist, and his name is Yang Yang. And his quote is, "The good news is that with age comes happiness, and life gets better in one's perception as one ages."
Well, I certainly like to hear that. That is good news to me.
I think we all like to hear that.
Yeah, I know I'm a social butterfly, so that's going to keep me going for quite a while. And What we also wanted to talk about a little bit is, you know, just finding your passion. Be passionate about your life, and see it from all different aspects. Doing a few things every day to really get in touch with what brings me joy, what excites me. That's kind of what we're going to be doing. What excites you?
Well, listeners, we want to hear from you, so pick up the phone, tell us a good story, make us smile. If you're listening live, we are on air now live. It's 6 a.m., 6:15 a.m. Monday morning. If you're not listening live, you can send an email. We know that these shows are archived, and you can send an email at any hour during the week. But if you are listening live, call us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you're going to send an email, send it to godnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's Good News Show at yahoo.com. We would love to hear from you. Send us good news. Send us your thoughts. Send us your feedback on the Living Large series. We would love to hear from you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry bringing the Good News Show to you this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Also, you know, when you look at how you spend your time, look at what activities do I consider the greatest of worth? What are the greatest things that I like to do? And, you know, if I could do anything with my life and I knew in advance that I could not fail, what would I do? Okay? So these are some of the things that we want to think about. And getting back to the Mary Lou Henner being a star in your own life, we also want to know you have to wake up and be the best that you can be all day. You got to have gusto in your life. That's what's really exciting. Get up, have gusto, wake up with a smile, have gratitude. You know, it's all about your attitude. As we've talked about in other shows, it's the attitude of gratitude. You know, it's not what you do, but it's how you do it. So you want to talk a little bit. I want to let you know a little bit more on gratitude. Sometimes in life, things get a little too fast. You know, we're barely solving one problem, and then two more problems come up.
Okay.
We're feeling great in the morning, but we're submerging in misery by nightfall. It's like every day we face interruptions, delays, changes, and challenges. We face personal difficulties and disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, often when we're feeling overwhelmed, we can't see the lessons that these experiences are bringing. But one simple concept can get us through the most stressful times, and that is called gratitude. You know, we learn to say thank you for these problems and feelings. We say thank you for the way things are. If I don't like this experience, say thank you anyway. Gratitude unlocks the fulfillment in our lives. And as I had said in one of our other shows, gratitude makes things right. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion to clarity, and it can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend, and it turns problems into gifts, failures into successes, and unexpected into perfect timing, and mistakes into important events. So it can turn the existence of our life into a real life and disconnected situations into important and beneficial lessons. So gratitude makes sense of our past, and it brings peace for today and creates a vision for tomorrow. And gratitude turns negativity into positive energy. So there's no situation or circumstance so small or large that it is not susceptible to gratitude's power. And
that's powerful. That's, I know in some cases when something unpleasant's happening, if you just, what I do, it's like I find a place of gratefulness, and then I think it's in the past. Bye-bye, it's in the past. I'm on to the next thing because I don't want to think about that anymore.
Right.
And it does work in most little situations. So that's really powerful.
And you know what? It works in big situations too. It's just keeping us getting back into present moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
and getting focused back to our gratitude. Do we have a few minutes for me to talk a few more little tips that I've learned from Mary Lou on anti-aging? Well, folks, this is something I really don't want to talk to you about because you may not be ready to hear it. But for those of you that do, we need to reconsider our relationships with a couple of these different foods that we're eating. And, you know, this is just planting the seed. So sometimes we're not ready to hear it, and then all of a sudden, you know, one day we go, oh, you know, I did hear this. And it's I can't start the series on anti-aging without really bringing this up first, because we have to learn a little bit about the food that we eat. We can't be unconscious about it anymore. And, you know, what does the foods that we eat do to our body? And then if we still want to eat it, then at least we're eating them with choice. You know, we're making conscious choices about it. But we have to read labels. One of the things that Mary Lou talks about is caffeine, mm-hmm. and what that effect does to us. We also talked about sugar, and how that sugar is a drug, just like cocaine. And once we get the sugar out of our system, it really is a great, great feeling. She says sugar is a fertilizer for cancer. Now, that was pretty shocking reality to hear about, but you've got to know. And if I'm going to talk to you about what are some of the anti-aging tips, I can't start without telling you these things. We talked about meat. We talked about the hormones that are in that product and what it does to your body. And we also talked about dairy products and what dairy does to your body. And so I encourage you to read up on it, learn a little bit more about what these foods do to our bodies, and then if you want to continue, then you will.
Most people don't want to hear about it, but they ought to pay attention to it. And most people get to a point where they do pay attention to it, and they still don't want to hear about it, but it can really change your life and your health. So thank you for mentioning that. I'm sitting here, I've made changes, and I still don't like hearing it, but I do like the way I feel.
With no sugar,
no dairy, and I don't know if it'll be a permanent change for me, just taking one day at a time, but it does make a difference. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know it's like, I feel when I talk about that, it's like, oh my God, no, please, you know, how are we going to have fun in life?
Well, Sherry, I'm going to ask you to hold just for a moment. We have a caller coming in, and I want to bring this individual online. Good morning. You are on the Good News Show.
Good morning. This is Diane Gold, and how are you?
Good morning, Diane. I'm great. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Good morning, Diane. This is Sherry. Glad to have you here with us.
Hi, Sherry.
We have a spectacular individual. Are you in Boca Raton, Florida?
I am. I'm in Boca Raton, yes.
Okay. Diane, please tell our listeners what you do and about this fabulous event coming up. I'm glad you called
in
this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, well, what I do is I teach Kung Fu, I teach Tai Chi in Boca Raton, as well as in the South Florida area. And we have a fantastic event coming up on Saturday, April 26th. It is at 10 a.m. Now, this event is called World Tai Chi and Qigong Day. Tai Chi, for those of you who don't know, is a practice, it's an exercise where people learn to control their energy and they learn a martial art. Qigong is an exercise where it doesn't move. Tai Chi moves. Qigong doesn't move, and it's a way to build life energy, kind of make your life longer and to store this energy. So World Tai Chi Day is a day when everybody can go and do that. You know, leaders and teachers all over the world are going to present Tai Chi and Qigong on this day at 10 a.m. all around the world, same time, starting in New Zealand. Starts in New Zealand, 10 a.m., goes around every single time zone that we have, and ends in Hawaii.
Now, how did this event evolve, or how did it get started, and where is it evolving to?
Okay, well, it started with a practitioner, actually two practitioners in Kansas City, Kansas, Bill Douglas and his wife Angela Wong, and they, you know, they're teachers, and they were doing. They decided, why don't we do this for a community event? So 11 years ago, they had an event, and they tried to have the public come with them. And then they wanted to create a wave of global healing. They wanted to heal the world. So they publicized it, and this is the 10th anniversary. So this is really to make the world better, to put positive energy out there, to make people, you know, to make everything feel better. I know you were talking about feeling better. Just to make the world feel better. And
Very exciting stuff, Diane.
It is. And you know, you can go to worldtaichi.org website, and you can find an event that is close to you.
Oh, great. I wanted you to tell everybody about that. Great.
Yeah. And next year, you can go to onetaichi.com, and hopefully by zip code, you'll be able to find your event. That's not there yet, but I'm going to do that for next year. Also, you can go to dianegold.com. You can get in touch with me if you can't find an event. We do have several days. I'll try to find one for you.
Can you repeat your website again?
Yeah. Yes, my website is Diane Gold. That's dianegold.com. And you can contact me, and I can find an event for you. Or if you just want to check out my website, you know, it's about personal development and coaching and feeling good and, you know, doing the next best thing for yourself and for your, you know, the people around you. And, mm-hmm. you know, and also for taking personal inventory. That's really what it's about as well, which we need to do all the time. And
that's great. Diane, I'm really interested in Qigong. I have a friend in New York that has been doing it, and it's been helping her healing her illness. Is that possible?
Well, what everyone is saying now, I mean, not everyone, but the American Psychiatric Association, American Diabetes, American Heart Association, the people within that realm are discovering that because you are doing something that is connected so heavily to your central nervous system, this heals you. You know, because if you feel bad, then your biology is bad. If you start feeling good, then your biology starts to get better. You know, so the emotional is absolutely attached to your physical. In the same way, if you involve your entire body, which you do, if you're doing these practices correctly, you're involving everything at once. So you're bringing more fuel to every cell. You're bringing more food to every cell. So you are regenerating. It's regenerative. It's rejuvenative. It's known as it's an anti-aging practice. You know, they say that people, you know, the quality of life absolutely goes up. And they say that people live longer. And they're doing lots and lots of studies, you know, biomedical and medical research studies. They just finished one. There was one in the British Medical Journal maybe 3 weeks ago that talked about how type 2 diabetes people were getting better through this practice. And they did. There's an actual case study on it. This is good for arthritis. That's another one of the associations. Arthritis, mm-hmm. any kind of pains that you have, because these practices teach you to stand straight. You have to stand, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times we don't stand right. We think, you know, we'll slump or we'll lean. And, or you know, even the way we walk sometimes is not aligned. So these practices teach you how to do that. So you carry the practice into your life. And that's really the point. The point is not to do Tai Chi, not to do Qigong, to become them. You know,
This is good news. Exactly. You know, it's part of what we're talking about. Also, we're talking about some anti-aging tips that we've been learning, and that is one of them about standing up straight and
being the correct posture.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I know for us, we're definitely incorporating this in our life. So I'm definitely excited because we're going to meet you, and we're going to be taking that drive up to Boca.
Right, that's great. And let me say, Sanborn Square in Boca. It's called Sanborn Square. That's where I'm doing the event in Boca. It's a little park, one block north of Palmetto Park Road, if you would take it the highway. But it's, you know, I think that an anti-aging tip is do Tai Chi.
I think that's great. Thank you so much, Diane.
It is.
Thank
and
you.
Diane, at some point in the future, we would love to have you back on the show for a full half-hour interview.
Share
some of your wisdom. So that's an official invitation, and I want to thank you for calling in today. We have about one more minute left. So in the minute, would you like to mention that date again?
Yes, okay. World Tai Chi and Qigong Day is this coming Saturday. And this 10th anniversary, it's at 10 a.m. I'm presenting an event in Boca Raton at Sanborn Square, which is one block north of Palmetto Park Road and Federal Highway. And you can contact me, Diane Gold, either at dianegold.com, dianegold.com, or at 561-302-5577 if you need me to find you an event. It's really special. I hope you can make it, and it's really, it's, you know, it's create, being part of at least 100,000 other people who were doing this on that day.
I was just going to ask you about how many recorded people are doing, about 100,000 people are doing this.
Recorded 100,000, I would say that it's more like 200,000 because people keep popping up and saying, oh yes, we've been doing the event for 8 years or 5 years. And, you
wow.
know, hopefully by next year I will have more of a, you know, more of a handle on how many people, because I really would love to know. You know, I really would. But it's really fantastic, and I hope that people can be part of it. It'd be great.
Well, there you have it, listeners. That is Diane Gold. Diane, thank you so much for calling and sharing this news, and I am looking forward to speaking with you again so we can schedule an interview with you on the Good News Show.
Wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity, and I do accept your invitation.
Oh, great. Well, this is exciting. Thank you for calling in. We're out of time.
Bye-bye.
And I'll speak with you soon. Okay, Diane?
Okay, thanks. All right.
Thank you
so much. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on air with the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Panaj.
Good morning,
Panaj. This is Sherry.
How are you?
I'm so honored that you chose to call in this morning as we're live. So we're really, really happy to have you with us this morning.
Well, I'm very, very happy to be with you. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Listeners, this is Panaj Desai. He is a living spiritual master who is able to bestow divine activation. So, Panaj, could you explain a little bit about how you received this gift and who you are? Let our listeners know who you are.
Absolutely. Right now, the world is very actively engaged in a conversation of awakening, and people are beginning to redefine how they live and who they are in relationship to one another. As human beings, typically we've had a very superficial relationship with our reality. And what I mean by that is when we look at one another, when we look at our reality, we exist on that most superficial level of consciousness in our differences. What's happening right now as a part of this awakening is that humanity is awakening to a deeper level of consciousness, through which we relate to one another as divine. I had an experience on January 5th of 2003 where I experienced what we call the divine. Quite simply, it was the most brilliant golden light I have ever seen, almost to the point that it appears as a white light. If there was a feeling associated with it, it would be one of just infinite love, but beyond any classical definition of the word love. Again and again and again and again, for absolutely no reason. I was shown in that moment that each and every single soul and everything in creation is a fragment of this infinite love and light. Regardless of religion, ideology, belief, the way you were brought up, you know, race, gender, creed, color, it didn't matter. That ultimately, at the deepest level, we were all a part of this expression. And it's been my role over the last 6 years to travel throughout Northern America and Europe, helping people move into this new reality. Move into this new way of living. What's happening right now is being facilitated energetically. And it's something that is being done on our behalf. And so my role, quite simply, has been to help people shift into that state of being and live their life from that place.
When they're in that state of being, how does that differ from not being in that state of being?
Well, a lot of the issues that we have right now on the planet, war, famine, hunger, everything that's going on right now, exists because we live at the superficial level of reality. So a for instance would be, if Patty, you and I understood that we were both divine, and you and I understood that at the deepest level we were the same, how could I possibly allow you to go without something? Why would I ever want to go to war with you? Why would I ever want you to starve? How could I let another aspect of this wonderful truth that we all are suffer? I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't let that happen. You see, what we're talking mm-hmm. about is a fundamental shift on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and right now, I mean, all we have to do is look at the media. There are political campaigns being run on change. The conversation of change alone is not going to make any difference. Because Lord knows it's hard enough to get two human beings to agree on the simplest of points,
mm-hmm.
let alone the deepest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why the universe, the divine, in its infinite wisdom, is having this being unfolded energetically at the deepest level. Einstein has a quote that I love. He says, you can never solve a problem at the same level of consciousness at which it was created. And typically what we do in life is try and address our issues or the illusion of our issues from a level of consciousness that doesn't help. It doesn't shift it. It can
mm-hmm.
give you access into something deeper, but then very few actually make that transition into addressing it at the deepest level. You see? And so right now, at this particular moment, it is being done energetically.
So you're changing the world one person at a time.
Well, it's always interesting when somebody says that, because I feel like it's almost like I'm an internet service provider. That's
mm-hmm.
how I view myself. It's
mm-hmm.
it's like I'll show up and, you know, the energy will present itself through me and people receive the vibration, and that's basically it. And what happens is that an individual moves fully into who they are. So for either, you know, a prolonged period of time during a session, or for the duration of the session, or even a split second, that soul experiences the truth of what it is and of who it really is. And from that moment, everything shifts. And it's been an amazing journey for me, because so many people that have come to sessions have then gone on in their own right to share what they've come to share, be it through any vehicle they resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that we're waiting for one person to come back to do it on behalf of mankind at this time. That's not how it's happening. It's happening through each and every single one of us.
So it passes through us to other individuals.
Absolutely.
Once we get it.
Absolutely.
Once we get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also typically people that come to sessions have in some capacity before been in a role as a guide, been in a role as somebody who has facilitated this kind of thing before at some point. And when they come, they know it. And what, you know, was dormant in them, or what they hadn't acknowledged in them, awakens. People wake up to all kinds of gifts and abilities that they can then choose to use in service of others to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really like spiritual pay it forward.
You know, what I love about meeting with you is how you brought humor into the room. It's not all about the, you know, being so serious. getting transformed and becoming one.
Well, we tend to see it as a serious thing, but it really is. It's a great thing. It's
It really is. You know, it's an amazing journey, and it's something that when you're really in the flow of what's happening, you understand that it's just happening. I think what's happening right now on this planet is people are very identified with this evolution. They're very identified with this awakening. And, you know, I hear from people all the time how they're doing something to help mankind or shift the consciousness of the planet, or they're doing something. But it's coming from a place of complete identification with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, what's happening is just happening on our behalf. It's not it's not really anything that we are doing per se. So, for example, yes, I, you know, would place myself in the room with people or hall or wherever we are. But beyond that, my involvement in what's happening is non-existent. You know, it's almost like my boss would say, go over there and dig a hole. And so I would just go over there, dig a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm digging the hole, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
What purpose the hole has, I have no idea. I just go there, and then I'm there. And then it kind of just happens. You know, and that's another part of the shift that's occurring. People are beginning to awaken to the fact that life, in all of its majesty, is a series of happenings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of happenings. And, you know, as much as this evolution and this awakening is so important for so many people, it is also a series of happenings, no different than any other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I can laugh about it.
Well, you mentioned something regarding the people who you're meeting.
Sure.
Seem to be ready for this, I guess, higher consciousness, or they're ready to receive whatever it is that's being transmitted.
Sure.
Energetically.
Yes, they are.
Is that correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing to me how many people say that they're going to make it to a session, or they're going to make it to an intensive, or that they'd like to meet me, in relation to how many people actually get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I get phone calls mm-hmm. from all over the world, you know, from people saying, I'd like to come to this event, you know, I'll be there at this event. And the phone calls that I get and who actually comes is always very different.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're doing is awakening those people that were once masters to be in that role again, to bring everybody to that place. You see, to bring everybody to that place.
Mm-hmm. So you're attracting the people who were once masters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you tell us a little bit about your background, where you were born, and how I think you studied in India, or you were raised with somebody very special?
Sure.
Could you tell our listeners about that?
My family is from Gujarat, which is just north of Bombay in India. And my family had contact with saints, living saints in India for four generations. And in India, there are two different levels of spiritual teacher. There are those teachers that can recite the Vedas, the sacred texts, and give you some kind of scriptural wisdom and knowledge. There is a whole other level of spiritual teacher that can awaken a person to the direct experience of that which they are speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
So my family had had the blessing and good fortune of meeting saints that could give people that awakening. They could give people that gift, which in India they call Shaktipat, which is a spiritual awakening. It's that moment at which the divine or the remembrance of the divine is kindled in an individual human being.
Wow, that's interesting.
So before, so my family subsequently immigrated to London in the 60s, and my grandfather grew up hearing all of these stories of saints in India from his father. And my grandfather was in insurance, and a work colleague of his said, there's a devotee of one of these beings in London. Would you like to meet him? And my grandfather said, yes, because he immediately recognized the name, and he immediately knew he had to go. And so he went. So he went to Chobham, this place in Surrey, just south of London, and he met with this saint, and he was greeted with the saying, the Father has gone to the Father, and the Son has come to the Son. Thank you for coming. And it's almost as though this master had completely acknowledged his teacher's relationship with my great-grandfather, and also his relationship with my grandfather. And so in London, this is how it began. My grandfather then went on to open a meditation center in our home and subsequently went to India to receive training in meditation and how to run the center. Before he left, he asked this particular master for a pair of his sandals. In India, the feet of the master are the most sacred. And so when you ask for the sandals of a teacher, you're asking basically for the highest blessing. And not only did my grandfather ask for these sandals, he said, you have to wear them before you give them to me. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. It's very willful, my grandfather. this saint, this master, obliged and gave my grandfather a pair of these sandals, which we have to this day in our family. So before I was born, the stage had been set in my family. My mother, before she had me, had a stillborn baby girl that she carried for 9 months. And so she was 3 months pregnant with me. She went to India to see this same master. Upon getting there, he basically blessed me in the womb and said, he's coming back to do God's work. He's not going to be a regular child. And so
your mother knew. Your mother knew before you were born.
Well, she prayed for that, you see. My mother's a very devotional woman, and she consciously prayed for that. She consciously prayed to have a child that would come here to make a difference, or that would come here to do something on behalf of the divine. And she got her wish. And so I grew up in this family. And, you know, and I led pretty much a normal life, and I had every experience you could have, and had drug, sex, and rock and roll for 3 years, got that out of my system, and was in university, and had gotten to a point where I no longer, in my heart, felt like that's what I was meant to be doing. And I was in my final year of a law and business studies degree. And so I said to my mother, I have to go and be on retreat. And so she agreed, and I ended up in the Catskill Mountains, upstate New York, at an ashram, living a monastic schedule for 6 months. And while I was there, I was going through a very, very, very intense cleansing. And this cleansing was accompanied by twisted ankles, you know, lots of physical injuries, which at the time I didn't understand. So I'd gone through this purification, this cleansing. I'd gotten to the end of my stay there. And three different people had said to me during my stay there, I had to go and meet with a guy who lived in the neighborhood who was a shaman. I had no idea what a shaman was. No idea. Never met one. I didn't know what that was. So the first couple of times, I'm like, okay. But then the third time, I'm like, there has to be something to this. I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him, and he could see me the next day. And so I went, and when I got there, he was waiting for me on his doorstep. And he said, you're one of the few people that's here to shift the consciousness of mankind, and I've been waiting for you. And at this point, you know, I'm like, okay, that's a bit weird, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
My life had gotten increasingly bizarre at this point. So I'm like, okay,
now, when you went there, did you think you would go there and then after that go back to school to finish your degree?
You know, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going to happen.
You just felt a pull to do
yeah.
this.
Yeah. And so I went to see him, and, you know, up until me walking into his house, I thought he was just bizarre. I walked into his house, and there was the most tangible presence in his home. And that's when I began to listen to him. And, you know, he said, well, how long are you here for? I said, well, 4 days. He said, I have to teach you everything that I know. I'll remind you of your gifts and abilities and why you're here. And you're going to meet a series of other people that will also remind you of who you are and what you've come here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we had this wonderful time together. I went back to London, and I felt like an alien living in a land I once called home. I had nothing in common with London. I tried to go to the office and do what I was meant to be doing. Didn't resonate with that. My heart was not in it. And it's at that point I said to my mother, I have to go back to America. What I'm here to do is not in England. It's in America, and I have to go back. And so I came out, and that led to me going on this amazing journey of cleansing, of healing, of clearing, and meeting teacher after teacher after teacher after teacher. Who again and again and again would say, you're here to do something. You have our blessing. You're here to do something. You have our blessing, and I will help you.
Wow.
And it almost became like a running joke for me. Like, everybody knew something about me and my life. It's almost like everybody knew more about me than I did at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, being in your presence, you definitely feel the energy coming through you. And your mother must be very, very excited, because the power of her creating and her intention on having you come out and doing your life's purpose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's an amazing lady. And when this first began happening for me, after I'd had this experience, you know, I would call her periodically to share what was happening. But she hadn't experienced it. I mean, she could feel the energy, but she hadn't experienced what it translated like. Until I came out to just south of Boca, Deerfield Beach is where they live, and did a session. And I said, Mom, if I do a session at the house, will you invite people? And she said, yeah. So she called all of her friends. We had like 50 people there at the house for the first session. And upon seeing what I was doing and upon hearing people's experiences, she felt at peace that I had come into what she always knew I was going to come into.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like what you said. You know, spiritual people, masters, have had bad days too.
Sure.
But they just didn't write about it.
Sure.
So we are all spiritual beings. And then when you ask the question of what is an enlightened person look like, that was very powerful for us all to know that an enlightened person looks like me.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the great thing about what's happening right now. I'm meeting so many different people from so many different walks of life, you know, and backgrounds that are coming into this. And there's so many different expressions of what's happening. And that's great. Because for so long, that state of being has been so inaccessible to your average human being. And, you know, when I went through my own process, you know, I'm from an East Indian family. So I had only ever experienced this kind of energy or someone in this role as a guru, somebody who wears orange, somebody who lives in an ashram, somebody who's celibate, somebody who's vegetarian, somebody who recites sacred mantras every day. You know, that wasn't me. Like, that wasn't who I was. And that, for most people, is completely unobtainable. You see? So what's happening now is, here I am, 29 years old, almost 30. You know, I haven't led a perfect life. I've led the life that I've meant to live. You know, I haven't always thought pure thoughts. I'm not vegetarian. I'm not celibate. I've had all kinds of life experiences. You know, and here I am. And yet, as much as there's all of that, there's a part of me that comes through me that transcends all of that. And so what's happening is it's being made more accessible. All of those boundaries that were once in place are dissolving. And it's being made accessible. Because what we've done is it's almost like we've given our power away. It's almost like we've said, okay, living in a state of connection is possible for certain people, for a small percentage of the population. But it's something that one day, by some stroke of miracle, when the planets are in the right alignment, I may experience. And what I would like people to know is, by the virtue of your birth, by the nature of who you are worthy of that experience. And not only are you worthy of that experience, but what needs to happen for you to move into that will find you, and it will happen. Because that is the time we are living in.
Wow, those are, I feel calm after hearing that. Very comforting words, and I want to thank you for sharing that with our listeners. We have about 3 minutes left, Panache, and I'd like for you to mention upcoming events and how people can find you.
Sure.
I think it's important to give that information out before we sign off.
Sure. I have a website, which is my name. It's PanacheDesai.com. And also there's a number that you can call, and it's 239-649-7373. That's 239-649-7373. And my schedule and all of the information is on the website. Things that I have coming up immediately, in the month of May, I do have a domestic Florida schedule. So there will be a session in Miami. We're just finalizing the location in May. The most recent event that we're having is on April 27th at the Hilton in Naples, and that's a one-day intensive. The intensive is the culmination of my 6 years of traveling. And the day is created to help people fully move into this state, to help people fully move and live from this place. And it's a magical day, and it's the most powerful thing I get to share. So that's this coming Sunday at the Naples Hilton.
At the Naples Hilton.
Yeah.
So, listener, if you're in that area, I encourage you to go there. And also go to Panache's website, learn more about him, his events, what he's doing, and reach out, because his gift is divine.
Yeah,
it's
just
beautiful.
Next month, for any of you in Sarasota, Inglewood, or Venice, I will be in that area. And also, I love doing something at the UNC of Fort Myers. And so once a month, I'm there, and we have a wonderful time there. So I am in Florida next month. Please go to the event schedule page and just have a look and see what you can attend.
Okay. Thank you. We're down to 30 seconds. We want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, and definitely looking forward to seeing you again and being in your presence. And thank you for
getting up this early to be with us live, Panache.
Well,
yes.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's an absolute honor. And thank you for doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome. I love his laugh.
I know. I love the humor that you bring out.
It's contagious. So there you have it, listeners. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being here this early Monday morning. And come visit us again online next Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you for all your emails. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Okay. Thank you, Panache. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.